Newsmakers making a difference in our community. Join our own Logan Bajet right now, live in studio. It's time for Coffee Time here on KJDY, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons.
Yeah, we're on Coffee Time this time around with Prairie City Mayor-elect Scott Officer. Scott, how you doing today?
Pretty good, Logan. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you, and thanks for coming on the show. So your recent win here in Prairie City got you all ahead, and you're ready to roll here at the first of the year, huh?
Yeah, we're working with some of the employees trying to get a transition plan together so that we don't waste January and part of February coming in cold, and just getting ready to roll.
Cool. So what does that mean? Nowadays, you're just kind of going in there and seeing the swing of things, seeing where you are and where you'll need to pick up once you get in there?
Well, just sitting down with the employees and see where they're at. And, you know, I haven't been part of the day-to-day. I've been on the city council for a while, but touch bases with them and see what concerns they have and how they think their departments are going and, try to get a feel for that day-to-day operations.
Good. And is it January 1 when you start, or right around there?
Yeah, right around there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, nice. Well, probably staying busy with all of that good stuff and just kind of figuring out the inner workings. You said you've been on council for a while. So how has that been? How long have you been on the city council there?
I served one term, a 4-year term on the council, 2 years in at the last election cycle 2 years ago. I moved up to the president, chairman of the council, so to speak. And basically, that's just fill in if the mayor's not there for some reason. And in 2 years' time, I think I chaired one meeting. So, but you have to stay a little more in tune with what's going on because you have to be ready to step in.
Sure. Well, that kind of gave you a taste of things, too. Mm-hmm. And, probably got you excited for your new mayor position, at least. You kind of figure out what you're going to do once you get in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
well,
that's
great.
Good stuff.
Well, yeah. So that's good. And will you have like regular office hours and stuff once you get going on things, you think?
Well, I'm going to have to work on that because I work full time.
Okay.
So I do work a flexible schedule, so I'm going to try for either Fridays or Mondays or somewhere in there figure out that a day. We're going to have to sit down as a group and see how that works with somebody that's also got a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah, just kind of figure all that out.
Yeah, see what works the best.
Well, good. Well, what motivated you to run, Scott?
The last 4 years we've done some really good work in Prairie City, and thanks to Mayor Hampshire, we've set up the infrastructure repair and improvements at the city of Prairie City really well. Mm-hmm. The big one being the water project, getting those wells plumbed in, and that was at times that was taxing with the steps we had to go through to get that all done. But that's all done, and I've been doing some work with the Grant County Economic Development Committee as the city member. And one of the biggest overarching issues countywide, and it doesn't matter what business or where you're at, is the shortage of housing, which I don't quite understand because, 35 years ago, there was more people living here and more jobs and everybody had a place to live. Now, all of a sudden, there is a housing shortage and it affects every ramp. And Prairie City can't be competitive with an aging infrastructure.
Right. Sure.
We had to have the water. Mm-hmm. There was at points, we're rationing water and going, there's no way somebody's going to come build new houses and hookups. And there's other reasons for that. A moderate amount of growth is a very proper way to increase revenues to the city, to the water and the sewer programs, without having to raise any costs to any one individual.
Sure.
But if somebody's looking to build a brand new house, are they going to look at a town that's rationed water 3 of the last 5 years? Probably not.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, and there's the infrastructure is all old. So, there's a lot of plans in the work to update a lot of that. And I just wanted to make sure we saw that through.
Cool.
And I was a part of it for the last 4 years, and I'm familiar with some of those projects. So.
Okay. Well, excellent. You know, and from the sounds of things, just from, you know, I get a lot of the news releases from a lot of the state agencies, federal agencies, and it seems like there is grant monies out there available for specifically for towns, you know, with a smaller population. So hopefully, you know, if we put your fingers in the right pot, might be able to get some money out of it.
And you know, and we have several of those projects that are in the works still.
Oh, cool.
Post the, you know, One of the biggest ones that we did, and we did a phase one, so to speak, and we're hoping to do phase two, was our old concrete sewer mains, and they were taking in water, infiltration water, and we had no way of really counting because we didn't have a meter on our outflow.
Oh.
And that water pumps clear up out of town up to the settling ponds up there on Halls Hill, and we did, I believe, three of the main lines that reduced the amount of water that we pumped to haul up there to the sewage ponds by 30 million gallons a year.
Wow, that's a lot of water.
It's half of our effluent wastewater.
Oh, wow.
Was actually, so we're pumping water into the sewage ponds that looks like clear water because it's so much groundwater.
Okay.
And that has implications all the way across the board with our electricity bill and the wear and tear on some very expensive pumps to pump that sewage. You know, reducing that is, you know.
That's huge.
So we've got it. We've got a plan to hopefully finish those sewer mains and get that done. Another big one is, and I speak probably, I've got one of the oldest water meters in the city in front of mine. These old mechanical water meters that are 20, 30 years past their expected lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a project in. We're hoping to do this next year. You know, it's some budget-dependent things, but to replace all the water meters, we're going to start looking at that and have some manufacturers come in and show off their technology to the council and
cool,
and do some of those.
Nice. So. Good. I remember Mayor Hampshire, he was on the show, and he mentioned potentially getting some, like, self-read meters or something so the guys don't have to go out there and read them, you know, all the time and take all the time to do that. I don't know. That was just in a conversation in the works, I think.
You know, and that does a couple of things, and there's two different technologies, and we're not sure what's going to work the best.
Oh.
And each one has its own pluses and minuses.
Mm.
There's radio and cellular.
Mm.
And the cellular ones, there's a little extra cost incurred, but there's a lot of other functions that the cellular does that the radio ones won't.
That makes sense.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm not completely up on some of that, but either one of those will work. Year-round meter reads when everything's iced up and snowed under.
Yeah.
Leak detection, some of these systems, if there's a leak in a house, it will automatically detect, you know.
Wow.
Because if there's water flowing through the meter at a time that it's not supposed to, there's some good technology out there.
Oh, good. Well, good. Yeah, and I'll be excited to learn more about that in the future once we get things figured out. I'm looking at our clock here. We better pause here for our sponsors, take a 2-minute break. We're on the show with Prairie City Mayor-elect Scott Officer. Keep it tuned to Coffee Time.
Don't go anywhere. Coffee Time will be right back.
And Staub & Sons offers several card lock services. Ask about their Pacific Pride, CFN, and Fuel Commander services. Each offers convenience, a network of stations, and low prices. Ask how you can save an additional 5 cents a gallon at participating locations. The Fuel Commander service? That's especially helpful to businesses that want to lower their bottom line. Learn more about the Pacific Pride, CFN, and Fuel Commander card lock services at Ed Staub & Sons in Canyon City, 575-0804.
Here's an update on current construction in the city of John Day. 4th Avenue will be closed for construction between Brent Drive and Skyline Drive until further notice. Travelers are advised to use alternate routes when traveling toward the airport, including Elk View Drive, West Bench Road, and Meadowlark Lane. Again, 4th Avenue will be closed for construction between Brent Drive and Skyline Drive until further notice. As the project continues, construction updates will be posted to the City of John Day website. That's cityofjohnday.com. cityofjohnday.com.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Grant County Chamber of Commerce supports the local economy and its businesses. You can too. Stop by the Chamber of Commerce office and purchase Grant County greenbacks. Available in several denominations, greenbacks spend just like cash at Chamber member businesses. They make great gifts, bonuses, even contest prizes, and more. The best part? You'll keep Grant County dollars in Grant County. Give Grant County greenbacks. Purchase yours at Grant County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day.
Don't worry, there's more coffee time coming your way. Now, here's Logan Bajet.
Yeah, and we're here on the show with Prairie City Mayor-elect Scott Officer, and we left off talking about some new water meters, potentially, that we could be getting into town there that could help a lot of things out there.
Yeah, Logan, this project is currently in the works. You talked earlier about some of the grant monies that were out there, and this project is going to be funded, a joint fund by city money and some infrastructure grants.
Nice.
Came through the infrastructure program. You know, some of the preliminary estimates on our meter reads is errors and rereads and the actual data entry of having to bring the manual cards in and sit there and enter all that information.
Uh-huh.
If we can get that all automated, that's going to save an estimated $3,000 a month in just personnel costs.
Wow.
And the other thing is the efficiency of the meters themselves,
mm-hmm.
because the old mechanical meters, the more they spend, they slow down.
Sure.
So instead, when the meter says somebody's gotten 1,000 gallons of water, they may have gotten 1,250 or 1,500 gallons of water, you know, and we're not efficient on that. And And for future, we need to be up to snuff if we try to do other things with our water system.
Definitely.
Through grants and stuff, they're going to be looking at, you know, they look at the whole picture and say, hey, you know, you need to try to help yourself a little bit. So having that system efficient, it's going to be, for a small town like Prairie City, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely is.
Yeah.
And, okay, and so those will help things out, it sounds like, in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea when that project is going to be underway or when they'll start working on that?
It's going to be this next year.
Is it?
Yeah. They're talking, talking with Chris Camarena, Public Works, and at the last meeting, and I think he reported they're going to try to come in and show off some, like, the February or the March city council meeting. They'll come in and demonstrate some products and show us what's available so the council can make a decision on which direction we want to go with, either a radio read or a cellular.
Sure. Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll be interested to learn more once we get all that figured out.
Yeah.
All right. And any other projects or anything down the line you want to be...
Okay. So, well, yeah, we do. So the city's currently working with Sisal Engineering and the DEQ on an updating our recycle water use plan.
Oh.
For the waste system, and the first part of that is that some of that inflow and infiltration, that I&I that I was talking about, that we've already saved 30 million gallons a year on.
Yeah.
There's some more of that to do, and just have an updated plan. You know, if we go after future grants and stuff, you've got to stay current with your sewage plans and your water treatment plans and all of that stuff.
Sure.
Okay. Public Works Department is going to be assisting the cemetery district this next year with a veterans memorial project.
Oh, wow.
Not quite sure what that looks like. And they've got a well project going on that we're going to assist them with. We're also working with the Sisal Engineering on updating our city's water master plan. And this is a plan that's required by the Oregon Health Authority Drinking Water Program.
Oh, okay.
And you have to have this plan in place that guides a guide for growth and sustainability, where you're at, you know, where it's at, where it's lacking, things that, you know, comes out of that plan might be future projects that we need to do to keep our water system in line.
Sure.
You know, it kind of boils down to there's a lot of things that a city does that are nice to have, and there's some things that the city has to, and the water and sewer systems are on top of by far and away the biggest costs the city incurs.
Sure.
The most expensive to maintain, but it's what we have to have for our residents, you know. Mm-hmm. They fully expect to be able to turn their water on and flush their toilet.
That's the thing. Yep, yep. That is one thing that you expect, absolutely.
We're hoping to continue with some street and water projects. We're currently reaching out trying to get some funding for that. Some chip sealing. Mm-hmm. We're trying to coincide that with replacing some older water lines that we've discovered that are leaking. There's actually some charged water lines that are not even on the current map.
Oh, wow, really?
Waterline map, you know, so that's the hodgepodge of 120, 130 years of water lines.
Sure.
And they're the old galvanized lines. Some of them don't even lead anywhere anymore.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to find those. And then after we're done with that, we wanted to chip seal, you know, so we just, after we tear the street up, then repave it.
Makes sense.
We're working with ODOT and installing its speed control radar signs on the east and west ends of Prairie City. You know, and I didn't realize how effective those were until I was driving through Baker the other day and looked up and saw that, and it's like you immediately touch the brake and slow down.
Absolutely.
And we're working with ODOT to get those. They're going to move out of town a little ways, especially on the east end, to try to slow traffic down coming into town.
Gotcha.
They're going to bounce those out a little bit. A project that is going through, we're working with ODOT on a flashing sign, the big painted crosswalk right there in the middle of town.
Oh.
We're going to be putting a pedestrian crosswalk.
Wow.
So people can push the button and it'll turn the light red so they have time to get across.
Sure, sure. That big main one right there at the corner of Roan Coffee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, and you look around, and for a small town like Prairie City, we have several residents that are in wheelchairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, proportionately a lot for a small town, and watching them try to get across the street sometimes. So that's a huge one for safety right there in the middle of town. We're also working with ODOT. They've got a big project statewide where they're having to replace all the curbs and wheelchair ramps.
Oh, right. That's right.
That's part of a mitigation for a lawsuit that ODOT lost.
Yeah.
And we're going to be redoing a whole bunch of our curbs and ramps through town this next year.
Oh, nice. Well, that always helps.
Yeah.
So, got a bunch of spiff-ups in the works, it sounds like, for Prairie City.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of spiff-ups. And, you know, with this much in the works already, it was part of my reason to wanting to motivation to stay on and see it through.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that makes sense. And thank you for explaining all of this. This is, you know, there's a lot going on and a lot to be thinking about in Prairie City, and rightly so. Well, we need to take another break here for our sponsors. We're on the show with Scott Officer, Prairie City Mayor-elect. Keep it tuned right here.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee time will be right back.
Here's an update on current construction in the city of John Day. 4th Avenue will be closed for construction between Brent Drive and Skyline Drive until further notice. Travelers are advised to use alternate routes when traveling toward the airport, including Elk View Drive, West Bench Road, and Meadowlark Lane. Again, 4th Avenue will be closed for construction between Brent Drive and Skyline Drive until further notice. As the project continues, construction updates will be posted to the City of John Day website. That's cityofjohnday.com. cityofjohnday.com.
Grand County Chamber of Commerce urges you to shop local this holiday season. You'll find a wonderful selection of gifts locally. You'll support the merchants that support our local kids, events, and causes. And you'll avoid paying high fuel prices traveling out of town. The Chamber has gifts as well, including t-shirts, hoodies, hats, pins, mugs, and more, all featuring the Grand County logo. Support Grand County. Shop Grand County this holiday season. Grand County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main, John Day.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com, bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
Ed Staub & Sons is more than just propane and fuel oil. Dustin here. See us for shop supplies and lubricants, too. This month's special offers include Delo 1540 motor oil, just $19.99 a gallon. Mag 1 1540 is only $16.99 a gallon. Scott Shop Towels are great for big messes, and a box of 200 towels is just $19.99. And pick up Prime Guard Power Blast Windshield Washer Fluid, just $2.99 a gallon. Hurry in, these special offers end November 30th or while supplies last. Ed Staub & Sons, 243 North Canyon City Boulevard, Canyon City.
Don't worry, there's more coffee time coming your way right now. Here's Logan Bajet.
All right, we have a few minutes left here with Scott Officer, Prairie City Mayor-elect, and just talking about your view of Prairie City and how you feel about things. Anything else you'd like to mention to our listeners?
You know, going into this term, I want to just take a long, hard look at where everything sits and see if there's any other ways that we can reduce costs. We have to be able to do that. Our insurance rates are going through the roof. It's costing us, just like any other business, excuse me.
Sure.
It's costing us more and more and more every year just to open, to keep the doors open. Mm-hmm. So we're having to fine-tune our costs and, you know, and this growth and make the additional housing available with good infrastructure, you know. Three new houses a year, three new hookups to our water and sewer system a year is good growth, you know, and that's three new houses, not updating three existing.
Right.
If we can get two or three new houses every year and get that sustainable, then we can offset some of those things, like our workman's comp is going up 12% this year.
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
no doubt.
Regular insurance rates for our employees is going up 10% this year and 10% last year, and we just have to be able to cover those costs, you know. And that's nothing new. That's anybody that's in business in this current day in the state of affairs we're in. Mm-hmm. The costs are through the roof, and we have to take long, hard looks at those.
Good. Well, you know, you got to do it. And I'm sure there are folks relieved out there to, you know that you're aware and that you'll be working on
yeah.
that. So, excellent.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I have some ties that go clear back to about 1860 in Prairie City.
Wow.
One side of my family settled in Prairie City, the Woods.
Okay.
They settled there and over on the Middle Fork early on and got moved up there about 10 years ago. And the view out my window is the postcard picture of with Strawberry Mountain and the meadows in the front. And
yeah, it is.
And it's the most enjoyable place I've ever lived, and I just want to see it prosper.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you for your comments and for your time here, Scott. Anything else we want to toss out? We have a little bit of time, maybe.
Well, you know, I think that just covers
cool.
it. You know,
all right.
I just want everybody to know I've got a lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure as you dig into those, some of those are going to go in the garbage can. and some of them we'll be able to look at proceeding with. But I just want to look at the whole thing with a new set of eyes and see where we can take it.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you're real about it. So
yeah.
That's what you need. All right. Well, hey, Scott, again, thank you for coming on to the show, and we'll be talking to you next time.
Yep. Thank you, Logan.
Excellent. Everyone, keep it tuned right here to KJDY. We'll take our final break and head it on out of coffee time.
Don't touch that dial. Coffee time will be right back.
Grand County Chamber of Commerce supports the local economy and its businesses. You can too. Stop by the Chamber of Commerce office and purchase Grand County greenbacks. Available in several denominations, greenbacks spend just like cash at Chamber member businesses. They make great gifts, bonuses, even contest prizes, and more. The best part? You'll keep Grand County dollars in Grand County. Give Grand County greenbacks. Purchase yours at Grand County Chamber of Commerce, 301 West Main John Day. And Staub & Sons offers several cardlock services. Ask about their Pacific Pride, CFN, and Fuel Commander services. Each offers convenience, a network of stations, and low prices. Ask how you can save an additional 5 cents a gallon at participating locations. The Fuel Commander service? That's especially helpful to businesses that want to lower their bottom line. Learn more about the Pacific Pride, CFN, and Fuel Commander cardlock services at Ed Staub & Sons in Canyon City, 575-0804.
Here's an update on current construction in the city of John Day. 4th Avenue will be closed for construction between Brent Drive and Skyline Drive until further notice. Travelers are advised to use alternate routes when traveling toward the airport, including Elk View Drive, West Bench Road, and Meadowlark Lane. Again, 4th Avenue will be closed for construction between Brent Drive and Skyline Drive until further notice. As the project continues, construction updates will be posted to the City of John Day website. That's cityofjohnday.com. cityofjohnday.com.
Are you ready for a new kitchen in a reasonable time frame? Hi, this is Chris from Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Did you know that we specialize in custom cabinetry and all types of countertops? Grant County, we are here for you. In less than 2 weeks, I can help you with a free design consultation, including customizing your new cabinets or countertops. We can do it remotely or face-to-face here at Miller's Home Center in Baker City. Give me a call today at 541-523-6404 or visit us at millershomecenter.com. Bringing quality products at affordable pricing to Eastern Oregon.
We didn't forget about you. Now back to Logan Bajet and Coffee Time. Another episode of Coffee Time has come to an end, brought to you by Ed Staub & Sons. Opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of KJDY or the Elkhorn Media Group.